We used to have those paper tickets back in the old days where it was on the back, at least a shortened version. Now you have to go find it on their website. We actually did a tour for our latest ABC column of all the different fine print from the airlines and found some interesting things. Like, we all know that there's sort of rules for being too fat to fly, but there's actually too smelly to fly rules as well. We found a few of those on some airlines. It turns out you can't be barefoot on some airlines unless you're five or under in some cases. And, in some cases, too, no shirt, no service. And in case of Virgin America, for example, they had one of the most interesting ones. Any guest who is not wearing both tops and bottoms can be removed from the flight. So,
well, that is definitely fine print. I wasn't aware
Keep
of it.
Keep your pants on, Greg.
How do they enforce stuff like you're too smelly?
Yeah. And what's the official
verbiage? That's a good
verbiage?
Question. The official verbiage is that if you have an offensive odor, that's typically the verbiage you see on there. It turns out that, I mean, I've been on a few flights. Usually this happens after somebody's been in the bar 5 hours before their flight, and I've seen some people taken off. But, you know, some people have allergies to perfumes, or, you know, somebody that actually lives with a cat can cause things. And the bottom line is it turns out it's the flight attendant, sometimes the pilot, who sometimes will actually come out of the cockpit, or the gate agent is the judge and jury. And they have basically different rules based on who they are and you know, what they think. And that's part of the problem with some of these rules. They're very subjective.
So it's a heads up for car salesmen and politicians. Back off the aftershave a little bit.
There you go. Don't stink. And, you know, wear clothes.
Yeah, and absolutely. We also found a few things. Like, there's this thing called a hidden city where you actually, the ticket you're buying is a connecting ticket, is cheaper than the nonstop ticket to the connecting city, and you just get off the plane, and airlines are saying that they're cheating when you do that, although it's their pricing system that has a problem, and they will revoke your loyalty status, for example. So you got to be careful when you actually do some things like that.
Real quick, Rick, what are the hot deals from Seattle right now?
Well, absolutely. Southwest Airlines filed last night at midnight a sale, well, the first summer sale we've really seen for June and July travel, except for Fridays and Sundays, which are blacked out. And so what you're going to see all morning long is the other airlines matching out of Seattle. So today is the day to shop for airline tickets if you're going to fly in the next 5 or 6 weeks. So we have $49 for short trips each way, up to $139 each way if you're going coast to coast. That's not the best deals we've ever seen, but for this summer, those are pretty darn good deals today.